Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Marty Griffin. What's up? Wall Street Journal headline. Biden to Afghanistan. Drop dead. Wow. President Biden told the world on Monday that he doesn't regret his decision to withdraw rapidly from Afghanistan, or even the chaotic, incompetent way the withdrawal has been executed. He is determined in retreat, defiant in surrender, and confident in the rightness of consigning the country to jihadist rule. We doubt the world will see it the same way in the days, months, and years ahead. It's rough to watch, man. Look, my amateur view doesn't mean squat. So I reach out to the best of the best, and Colonel Jeff McCausland is one of them. He is a true expert, West Point grad, Army Ranger, Operation Desert Shield and Storm, gets it, knows it, lived it, lives it. Pleasure to have you here, Colonel. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Marty, thank you for the kind introduction.
Well, you tell me the headline, Biden to Afghanistan. Drop dead. Was it that drastic? Did we abandon them that dramatically, sir?
I don't think we necessarily abandoned that dramatically. How can one say you abandon somebody that you supported for 20 years? And frankly, the last three presidents have been telling the Afghans repeatedly that we are leaving. You have to go back to Barack Obama, who announced that we were ending combat operation in 2014. That's 7 years ago. Donald Trump actually at one point tweeted out all the troops would be home by Christmas, and that was in the fall of 2020. And, of course, Joe Biden made the singular decision to, in fact, do that, announcing that on 14 April of this year, and now stating categorically that it's not in the United States' national security interest to continue this particular war with U.S. direct U.S. military support. But I think you have to divide the decision, the policy decision to end U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, and right or not, one can argue that particular point, from the plan and the execution of the withdrawal. And I think, obviously, in the latter case, as you suggested at the top, Marty, there's no doubt that the administration is subject to great criticism, and should be, for the chaotic scenes we've seen for the last several days. And they'll be further judged on that as this evolves, because this is still a dynamic and evolving situation. I mean, don't forget, we're bolstering the security of the Afghan airport. We're sending more U.S. soldiers and Marines into Kabul airport to secure that. Every one of those young Americans we send into Afghanistan right now, we have a responsibility to get out of Afghanistan, as well as those they're trying to rescue.
Colonel, I'm fascinated by this. I've got this major disconnect, and I'm kind of a dummy. One of two things has to be true: that we got horrible intelligence on the ground, and or Biden told folks to do things that were the wrong thing to do. In other words, there's no way in hell this was an effective plan. How, Colonel, what really is bizarre to me as a journalist, I'm watching reporters on the ground as late as last Thursday, sir, and they're saying the Taliban won't be here, and they're in the capital, Kabul, for 90 days. Hell, Colonel, they were there in 9 hours. Where's the disconnect, sir? What happened?
Well, there's no doubt about it. As well, as you suggest, this was to some degree an intelligence failure, or at least, you know, the intelligence wasn't listened to. And we don't know which of those two things are absolutely correct. But intelligence assessments are just that. They're a prediction based on probabilities with a certain number of caveats. And though I have followed this particular conflict very closely for the last 20 years, spent time in Afghanistan, and frankly thought that ultimately this would probably be the outcome, because I never thought we were able to establish or encourage the establishment of a government that galvanized the support of the population in Kabul. That is critical. I still thought that the Afghan military that we had trained over the last 20 years, spent $84 billion training, that a certain element of those particular forces would in fact stand and fight, particularly the special commando units would stand and fight. And they had demonstrated that, you know, in the last couple of months. Don't forget, 60,000 Afghan soldiers have in fact died in the fighting over the last 20 years. That's about 27 times the number of Americans that were lost in combat. But unfortunately, we overestimated the ability and the willingness of those particular soldiers to continue to fight, and we underestimated the ability of the Taliban, once they got this ball rolling, once this spiral started going down, to push that to completion.
Colonel, again, you're the guru. You were in Operation Desert Shield and Storm, which were run so efficiently, sir, and magnificently. Conversely, this was horrifyingly mismanaged. Somehow, what's your message out there? These Gold Star families are ripped apart, man. They're saying, why? What was this about? What was this for? What do you tell those veterans and veterans' families and the 20,000-plus veterans who are maimed or injured for life? What do you tell them about this, sir? What would you say?
Well, my family is one of those Gold Star families. I lost a nephew who died of his wounds from Afghanistan at the age of about 30. So I feel this very, very personally. And I know my brother and his wife, who are the parents of this young guy, certainly feel that every single day and are gut-wrenched by what they're watching on TV. But what I would tell all those veterans, all those families that lost a loved one, all those still serving in uniform that served in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we think that number is probably in excess of a million, that they should today, as difficult as this is, they should hold their heads high. They stood watch. When the nation called, they answered the call. For the last 20 years, this has been a professional army. This was not the draftee army of the Vietnam War. This was a professional army of volunteers who answered their nation's call, stood watch, and served honorably in difficult theaters in Afghanistan as well as Iraq, and suffered the injuries associated with that. In the last two decades, the United States has not suffered a major attack on our homeland emanating from outside, like we saw the well-organized attack, which was September 11, 2001. Yes, there have been isolated individual attacks that have occurred, but those were people that, almost without exception, were already living here in the United States. Most, if not all, were naturalized or true American citizens. And were radicalized over the internet. And I do believe the fact that our guys served so honorably, decimated but not destroyed al-Qaeda, another terrorist organization, is why we have, for the last 20-odd years, enjoyed peace and security here in the United States.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS insider, West Point grad, Army Ranger, Operation Desert Shield and Storm. I'm fascinated, Colonel. I had a veteran on here who 30 years ago was in Afghanistan training Muslim rebels to shoot missiles, shoulder-fired missiles at Russian helicopters. 30 years ago, sir. It's frightening to hear. Could we have foreseen this, that this was going to be the end because the Russians couldn't do it? Why would we be able to do it, sir?
Well, in some ways, I think we could. I mean, the problem we would have, if on this call right now, we had an Afghan soldier and we had a Taliban soldier. And if you ask the Taliban soldier what he was fighting for, not unlike the Mujahideen that you referenced, that guy was supporting 30 years ago, he would say two things. One is, I am defending my country. I am ridding my country of the foreign invaders, the occupiers, just like my grandfather did the Russians in the 1990s and like my ancestors did against the British when they came to my country in the 19th century. And furthermore, I am defending my religion, Islam, from the Crusaders, and that's how they describe us. If you ask that Afghan soldier what was he fighting for, he would probably tell you that he was fighting for a paycheck if, in fact, he got paid or his company commander didn't steal the whole payroll, which they did on a regular basis. Now, take those two guys and ask and answer the question, which is going to have more willpower to fight for what they believe in?
Colonel, you're amazing, and it's a pleasure to have you here, and your wisdom is insane. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Marty, thanks a bunch. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.